Joining me is former Hereford United manager and director Robin Fry. Robin, we spoke initially 6 months ago. Hereford FC had just been promoted to National League North. Did you expect to see them in the relegation zone in mid-November?
I didn't think they would be in the relegation zone, but I thought it would be a year where they need to consolidate, and either thought for the supporters that as long as they stay in the league this season, then it would be a learning curve and that would be a good result for them.
Speaking of supporters in the programme on Saturday, we lost 5-0 to Chester 25 years ago. They do a flashback feature. It said that yourself and the manager, Greg Downs, had lots of personal abuse. You had to have a meeting with supporters. How did the abuse affect you both?
Nobody likes taking personal abuse, but I think you've got to realise that it wasn't just a one-off. On most occasions, you take abuse. I mean, when I first came in, we were in dire straits and probably could have been going out of business. There was lots of politically things happening in the background with ex-directors. And at the end of the day, I think we just scraped through and stayed up that season with a very, very young squad that Greg put together. And the supporters were very, very supportive at that time. But Tom Bean said, after getting out of such a hard position, then they were looking for the following season for progression, which is fair. Supporters want a successful team, I fully understand that. But it's not that easy, because then you need to get the funding to go with it. And that is very, very difficult. And I think that always will be a problem for Hereford, because in the name, you know, let's be realistic, the population and the conurbation in the area, it's difficult to sustain even a football league club, and that's sad, but you know, it's going to be difficult.
The attendance that afternoon was 2,092, but that included a decent following from Chester. You know, how did you manage to balance the books with such really bad attendances?
I don't think we did balance the books. I mean, at the end of the day, you were looking at possibly a top five or top six finish. You were probably looking for attendances 3-3.5. I mean, I'll give you an instance. When we got the replay against Spurs in the FA Cup that time, everybody was devastated, and I'll be quite honest, I was delighted. We went back to White Hart Lane, I think it was a Tuesday night, I think there was 31,000 people there, and I spoke to the secretary at the time and said, look, we're financially a bit stuck. He spoke to Alan Sugar, or Lord Sugar is his now, and said, fine, come and see me afterwards and we'll sort you some money out. I went down and seen them, and they give us a cheque, and I think it was £282,000. Now, the reality of that was that cheque was more than we took all season in the games. How can you work things out on one game like that?
Around that time, there was talk about Hereford United moving to a new ground near Grafton. What do you remember from that era? Because me and Peter Hill talked about it as well. You know, was it going to happen, or was it just talked about?
No, I think where Peter got mistaken, and for many years, it was always talked about looking to move away from Edgar Street, because especially after the cattle market, and there was talk about development. And I was always told that there was a restrictive covenant, and it was looked at by local solicitors, and it was confirmed there's a restrictive covenant, but the restrictive covenant was actually a lease. So I spoke to Peter Hurd, who at that time was chairman or owner of Colchester United, and Peter said to me, look, I would introduce you to some solicitors I deal with on property matters in Bristol. They specialise in property. Go across, have a word with them. I went across, showed them the lease, and they came back and said, yeah, you're totally right, there's a restrictive covenant in the lease, but the freehold is okay. And I said, I don't understand. What does that mean? In simplistic terms, tell me. They said, well, if you own the freehold, there's no restrictive covenant. Now, that then turned it all upside down. And we made presentations, and Peter had come down with people from London to the council, and we looked to actually purchase the freehold from the council. And once we purchased the freehold, there was no restricted covenant. So suddenly that land, and I mean, at that time, I think Tesco's were talking about £12 million plus to buy the land. Now, I said to the council, okay, look, you go back and you get the valuation, because I think they have a certain valuation. I think that valuation came out 1.5 minute. I said, well, if we could get this money in, why don't we put together a, what I would say is a management company to run a multi-purpose complex with a football club, the rugby club, the cricket club, everything in Herefordshire can play together, and we can then all participate in that management company, and each sporting body would pay into that and use the facilities. And it was just like hitting against a brick wall. They were so, so negative, and it could have made all the difference.
So what basically would have happened was that the Edgar Street would have been sold, and then with the money you would have relocated everything to a different site somewhere else.
Tesco wanted the site, and their only proviso is that at that time they also wanted them to get the garage on Edgar Street involved. That would again give them all the parking, and it would fit the footprint they wanted. It would have given an ideal opportunity to actually put it into a purpose-built stadium. I think at that time we were only looking for a capacity of 10,000 stadium. It would have been a unique facility for the region, but it needed help of the council because they owned the freehold.
So the Bristol Stadium's loan and the Shelburton loan was kind of to get that ball rolling, was it?
They were, yeah, because they brought their expertise in, because that's what they were. They were property developers, and I mean, you know, in the day, it's such a learning curve about property. They come in, got involved. They were going to take it forward. Obviously, then I stepped away, and I don't know what really happened, because then it got sold to somebody else. I think some property developers up in the Midlands or the leases, and I really didn't know what happened after that. But initially, if the council would have actually done a deal with ourselves direct, we could have done something really, really special. But for whatever reasons, they weren't interested.
Moving back to the football, it's hard times at the moment for Hereford FC. What advice would you give to the supporters and the board of directors? Because it's been 3 months now without a win, and it's just tough at the moment.
I think football's tough all the time. I think that if you look where they've come from in the past 2 years, then anybody as a supporter that thought would have said, you know, this is unbelievable where we are. I don't think anybody would have thought a few years back they would be where they are now. As I said, I think if they consolidate this season, they stay in the league, they're going to learn a lot, and then they've got the chance of moving forward next season. Because, you know, at the end of the day, they now are only a couple of leagues away from back in the Football League. But even if they got back in the Football League, it's really, really tough. Because our average gate is going to increase. I mean, you only got to look back and look at the average gates from the Football League. They weren't the 5,000 and 6,000 people say there's going to be if they get that success. In that season, we got to the playoffs with Graham Turner. The last few games were... But I think if you look back only a few months earlier than that, I think we played Chester, because you mentioned Chester, on a Tuesday night. I think we had 1,600 people there. So you're burning yourself unbelievably. So, I don't know, a great example again is Yeovil. Look at Yeovil. Yeovil went into the championship, or they played up at that level, and then they get average gates of, I think, that season was 6,000. You've got teams like Leeds United averaging 25,000, Derby 26,000, 27,000. You can't lose, or you can't give a club, another club, 20,000 supporters every week paying to come through the gates. It's so, so tough, and it always will be tough.